This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is America. Watch.
You're listening to Kyle Wyne.
Why did the eclipse occur? Was it because of climate change? I think somebody suggested that. I'm not sure. But folks, we hope that you had a good view of the eclipse wherever you might have been. Even if you were sort of off-center from it, it still was interesting to see the outline of the moon start to traverse across the sun. But, yeah, I guess we didn't burst into flames, so I think we're okay. I think everything's fine. But welcome back to the program, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. It is the Tuesday edition. Hour number two now launching officially as we begin this part of the program this morning. Don't forget 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program. You can also head over to my home website, kylewarrenshow.com, if you'd like to send us a direct message this morning. And I'm going to tell you this, folks, this hour is going to be chock full, as always, because the controversial subject, of course, of abortion came up with former President Donald Trump. He made some comments about that, and everything just sort of lit up after that. And it's definitely controversial, but at the same time, what did Donald Trump say, and what did he mean by that, and why is everybody getting up in arms? Well, we know why, especially on the far left, because that is going to be their one go-to issue, and they've already sort of pre-planned this, or sort of they're pre-staging this kind of thing to have it be the one issue. We saw this happen in the midterms as well. Remember all that talk about the red tsunami and things like that? Well, the Supreme Court sending Roe v. Wade back to the states certainly did provide that platform for the far left to try to make that election or the midterms about abortion as well. So, again, this is what they're going to be trying to do. They're going to be trying to do this, I should say, in terms of deflecting all the other things that are happening. You know, we haven't even talked about, well, we talked a little bit about the border in the first segment of the first hour. Sort of talking about the idea that there was a Hezbollah commander, like a brigade commander, and he was killed by the IDF forces on Monday, according to the IDF themselves. And this person was a Hezbollah member working in northern Israel, southern Lebanon, I should say. And part of what they were up to was also trying to send people into Israel to infiltrate, to do terrorist acts. And that got us talking about the border. But all the things that we should be talking about in this election, the border, national security, what's happening in Israel versus Hamas, what's happening with the Red Sea, what's happening obviously with Ukraine, what are the chances of larger conflicts emanating out of these conflicts? These are discussions and things the American people really do need to hear about, because how America votes in November is going to determine whether or not we find ourselves involved in a much larger conflagration as we head into, the new year, basically. I think that these different leaders, and, well, I'll use that term loosely when it comes to the terrorist leaders, but I think these groups, and yes, some of these world leaders, they size up Joe Biden, and they size up the Biden administration. Maybe that's an even better way to put it, because they know that whoever's in the basement of the White House sort of coming up with this stuff and writing things for the teleprompter, that they just don't have it they don't have it right. Or they're simply doing things to further their own agenda. And they're doing these things in controversion of what would be the right common sense thing to do in order to protect the American people, in order to stop the war. How about this? How about prevent the war? Once the war starts, the conflict starts, it's all well and good to say, well, we're going to do this, we're going to do that, we've got all this aid going, and so forth. But with the absence of any kind of real diplomacy or real statesmanship or real strategy, well, then the world is just being done to us. I think I'm fairly accurate in saying that. I think that's what's happening to the Biden administration. The world is being done to it. And so they come out and they say, well, we're going to do this. You know, and then, of course, the terrible tragedy in Baltimore happens. What do? They run over and say the federal government's going to do all this. When in reality, federal government's not responsible for that. The person or persons in the ship and the shipping company and all that, they're the ones that are ultimately responsible for this. So, but we don't hear them talking about that at all, because all they know how to do is react and then also try to find a way to say, look how important we are. Look what we're doing. I'm going to forgive student loan. Look how important we are. Look what we're doing for you. And we'll talk a little bit more about that as well. But first, let's hear about what happened with President Trump. This is from The Hill. Former President Trump declined to take a position on a potential federal abortion ban Monday and instead acknowledged the issue is being left to the states as he looks to navigate the politically fraught issue ahead of November. Well, that's right. And they're setting it up precisely because of that. Trump's lack of an explicit endorsement drew criticism from some on the right, including a prominent anti-abortion group, while Democrats said his position is unchanged and accused him of obfuscation. The video message shared early Monday morning on Truth Social was Trump's attempt to clarify his views on abortion after months of wavering, it says. Trump has been flirting with endorsing a 15 or 16 week ban, and has said for months that if elected, he would negotiate something that would make both sides happy. Well, this from Newsmax. Democrats, quote, unite only on the issue of abortion access, an issue that would hurt and separate our country, former acting attorney general Matthew Whitaker told Newsmax on Monday. In an interview on Newsline, the senior fellow at American Cornerstone Institute declared former President Donald Trump has, quote, given a very clear position as to what he thinks a post-Dobbs nation would look like, and believes states should individually decide abortion law. Republicans joined Democrats in a bipartisan support of IVF, in vitro fertilization, and helping women and couples that can't otherwise conceive to have children, he said. I think children are absolutely a blessing. And we'll tell you more when we come back from the quick break. But so you got some saying, well, Trump took no stance. Then you got somebody else saying he took a very clear stance. We'll continue to unpack this on the other side of the break. Folks, stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. Tuesday edition continues. Don't go anywhere.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
It really does make me happy to know that we have a pretty eclectic group of people that tune into this program. It's really kind of cool, I'll tell you that. And we do have fun in the overnight hours, and we do talk about a lot of serious things, and we hope that we have a lot of good analysis of what's happening out there in the news and tell you the things that are going on. And it's always great to hear from people. We got all different kinds of walks of life and so forth, from what we can tell. And keep the messages coming, folks. We really appreciate it. And we're glad that you're there. And we hope that we're providing something a little bit different from what you might find across the radio dial overnight in America. So that's how we're building this community up. And we're glad that we have this opportunity, especially because we get to talk about these very important things that are facing our country. And then we also have a lot of fun. We laugh and we have some great music. So I think that's a great way to spend the overnight hours, the wee hours of the morning, as we call it, here on the program. All right. So once again, folks, let's go back to this. There's an interesting article, as I was mentioning here, about what President Trump was saying about abortion. And then we were just left off at the last break. Matthew Whitaker, who's a former acting attorney general, Matthew Whitaker, talking with Newsmax, saying again that President Trump was talking about the idea of sending all this, or that it has been sent, really back to the states. And he says basically it's better to have the states and ultimately the people decide this issue than Congress, who continues to be unable to barely pass a budget, let alone address an issue that is sensitive to many Americans. So this is, I think, such an excellent example of what it means to actually be the United States of America, remember, the Democrat Party elite, the far left, they bank on galvanizing people into basically being a one-issue voter. And people have it's not lost on me, people have very strong opinions on abortion. They have strong opinions as to the timetable. They have strong opinions as to all aspects of this. And unfortunately, I think the left tries to seize upon this kind of thing and create more and more division. You know, they always tell us how Donald Trump is coming to steal our democracy away. And even if it wasn't Donald Trump, right? Even if it wasn't just specifically Donald Trump who's coming to steal our democracy, they would still be positioning themselves as the Lord protector of all democracy in our country, because that means whatever they say is good and righteous and right. And whatever anybody else says, let alone conservatives, but anybody else who doesn't take some contrary view or even just asks a question, basically, well, then you're against democracy, you're anti-woman, and on it goes. That's exactly what they want to do, because it becomes sometimes I think to the left it's like big time professional wrestling. It's like they just sort of want to overly make this dramatic and sort of go really, really over the top in order to make you stop considering the issue. So Matthew Whitaker goes on in this article, or in this this interview. He says, the Constitution provides that if it's not covered in the Constitution, then it goes back to the states to decide. And I think it's very appropriate, I think it's a very appropriate policy position to let the states ultimately be the arbiters of this. And as this issue evolves, both medically and politically, I think you'll see states adapt to that. Now, I'll just say this real quick as well. And because I know that there are many different, there's different feelings and opinions on abortion. But we have noticed that the far left, the Democrat Party elite, will tell you all the live long day how climate change is settled science. They know exactly, evidently, how it works, because whenever anything happens, they point out, aha, climate change. You know, they say that. And they have no doubt. They have total faith in it. It is, in fact, become an article of faith. And so they completely understand. Unless you're Ketanji Brown Jackson, in which case you're not exactly sure what a woman might be. And yeah, I'm not saying that to be funny. I'm really not. It's gotten to this point where the politics of everything just literally just overshadows anything that we know. Because again, getting the group think together, getting the people to go in a certain direction and don't question it anymore is the ultimate goal. That's really what this is all about for them anyway. But if we understand, and because wouldn't there be science involved in reproduction, right? And or the understanding of reproduction, wouldn't there be science involved? But yet, I think to many of these people in the far left, Democrat Party elite, they will just sort of check out at that point. No, I don't. We cannot know anything because why? Because it doesn't fit the political agenda. And I think there's going to be a day in the future somewhere where people will look back and say, but we understood that there was a good enough understanding of the scientific basis of things to be able to form an opinion on this. All right, let's head over to the telephone lines. We've got Backgammon Bob calling us this morning. Good morning, Backgammon Bob. You're on.
Oh, okay. I almost forgot what I was going to say.
Okay.
Anyway, I think President Trump made exactly the right decision. In other words, he's with one stroke, he's taken one of the main weapons, per se, that the Democratic Party would have against him. He says, I'm strictly going to play it constitutionally, whatever it is. I'm not going to have anything. So that way they can't say, well, he's going to take away all of our rights of abortion. It's strictly going to be a right to the states. And that's exactly what it should be.
Well, agreed. And but you see, what they'll do then, and what they are doing already, is because he's trying to be a constitutionalist on this, they will use that as another bludgeon to say, look what the Constitution does. The Constitution is depriving you of the right. In fact, they took away the right. But they could never take away something that didn't exist in the first place because it wasn't actually in the Constitution.
Well, if they can't say that because that way the people of each state can decide whatever they want for that state. And if the person doesn't like what that state says, well, hey, there's always the next state over that they can go to, so they can't say that they're depriving them the right to, you know?
Well, it is definitely in the hands of the people. And they keep telling us about democracy, 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 but as soon as people can actually make a decision in a democratic fashion, that's not good. You can't do that.
Well, when they say democracy, democracy, we're supposed to say republic, republic.
Well, precisely, precisely. But this is the way that if people can self-govern, but they want to say that they can have a national abortion right, per se. Now, and obviously, you could have a constitutional convention, right? And you could create a constitutional amendment that says that you have a right to abortion anytime, anywhere, for any reason. And that would actually be part of this process, wouldn't it?
You know, that constitutional convention I don't think is ever going to happen because they can't get enough states to agree to it. It takes too much, you know, too many. And
well, that's right. But in other words, the process is there. Yeah, go ahead.
If they had a constitutional convention, it should be for something much more meaningful, like term limits on Congress and stuff like that, you know, or a balanced budget or, you know, that type of thing. That's what needs to be taken up in a constitutional convention.
Yeah, but I agree. I don't think they would ever really have one necessarily because it's like opening Pandora's box. You would then suddenly, you know, start to really try to monkey around with the Bill of Rights and things like that. So, but from the Democrat perspective, they love it because they can fundraise on this. They can call names. They can do whatever they want to do. And they will be somewhat successful in turning this into a one-issue election because of it. That's why we have to be very, very careful.
I don't know if you've seen the latest polling stuff, but look, no matter what happens, I just have to believe they are going to try and slip a Gavin Newsom or something like that because I can't believe they're dumb enough to try and actually run Biden for president. I mean, look what all the polls are showing against him. So I believe that is going to change.
Yeah.
They're going to slip somebody else in.
It could change.
But the main thing is, if you've been following the polls,
yeah,
I think that we are really going to win a lot of the Senate seats and stuff. I just think the polls and stuff are.
Hopefully so.
We're really going to crush it.
Hopefully so. Backhand and Bob, thanks for your call. We're going out to breaks. Take care. We'll talk to you again real soon. Take care. Stay right there, everybody.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. President Biden criticizing Donald Trump for his position on abortion. In a statement on Monday, Biden asserted the former president bears responsibility for the overturning of Roe v. Wade and alleged that Trump would endorse a national abortion ban if elected. The statement follows Trump's release of a video where he expressed his belief that abortion laws should be determined by individual states. Millions of Americans traveled to see Monday's solar eclipse. The Federal Highway Administration projected that as many as 5 million people traveled somewhere to secure the optimal viewing spots. California could become the first state in the U.S. to pass a right to disconnect from work law. It would restrict employers from contacting employees during off hours. The proposed bill would mandate that companies better specify employees' compensated hours and prohibit them from expecting employees to respond to calls, texts, or emails outside of that time frame. John Schaefer, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
You know, I understand that, looks like Best Buy, you know, they have the Geek Squad, but they have their those Volkswagen Beetles, and they come out and help you, I guess, or they go to businesses and help them, or go to your home and help you get stuff set up. Well, according to one of the headlines we saw earlier, Best Buy's Geek Squad tech support unit is being hit with massive layoffs. Wow. So, again, you know, we keep seeing this about business out there. But yet we're told that, well, Bidenomics is doing great, and yeah, maybe they don't want to use that term as much, but they have to tout something, and they always tout the jobs, and they tout this and that, and they tout the jobs numbers we got on Friday. But again, it really does boil down to how are you doing? In fact, that's the question. How are you doing? This can't go on like this forever. People run out of credit, they run out of savings, they run out of the ability to be able to buy the things that they need at the grocery store on a regular basis to take home, to put on the table for their family. And, you know, it doesn't seem to be getting any better. You know, I saw, by the way, folks, welcome back to the program. Of course, Kyle Warren with you. Kyle Warren with you, 949-822-7959. And you know, we know that inflation may sneak down here or there, but it's still very high. And so you get like, well, this is a very positive news story. I mean, inflation may be waning and the Fed is looking at inflation, but none of this makes any sense, right? And especially the day-to-day, you know, play-by-play, the economy's good today, the economy's bad today, the economy could be good tomorrow, but it's probably going to be bad. But then, we have a little green shoot. Oh, no, but green shoot, that wasn't anything, because now we have this other thing, and all the green shoots are no longer relevant. You know, it just goes on and on. But really, where the campaigns are concerned, and I think this really does apply to the Trump campaign, it really is more of a cumulative thing. It's really something that since Joe Biden took office, are you a lot better off? Are you somewhat better off? Are you about the same? Are you not so good? Or you or is it really getting tough? Those are the things that people have to answer for themselves. But what I hear and people tell me is that, you know, it continues to get tougher. And certainly when you get another story about layoffs here or this or that, or people just not spending. You know, it is so expensive to go out to a restaurant. It's so expensive to go to the grocery store, right? To do the kinds of things that you might do more in a good economy. When you're sort of feeling flush, when there's a lot of clients or there's a lot of business coming in or you're getting a bonus at your job because things are taking off, stuff like that. And that's that rising tide I was talking about earlier in the show. Why is it that you would forgive all the student debt that you can forgive, basically, in order to buy votes, and then at the same time try and go over and placate people who don't have college loans to say, well, we have these sort of we're going to invest $200 billion on blah, blah, blah for the blah, 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 so you can blah, blah, blah with the stuff. You know, that's they just think that you're that stupid that you're going to say, oh, well, okay, you know, that's fine. And that's not the case at all. You know what people hear that? What they hear is the wah-wah thing from Peanuts, right? That's what they hear because they've heard this forever. And they realize that this is an election year and that the Democrat Party leader is going to come back and tell you how they've had this program and that program, and we're going to invest this money over here and we're going to invest this money over there, and it's all going to be better. My goodness gracious me, just make it another State of the Union speech. You know, he could yell his way through some other, you know, interview or something. They could jack him up on whatever it is they jacked him up on, right? In order to go out and yell at everybody. And I'm not trying to be too funny, but it gee whiz, right? And because of the State of the Union's addresses, there's always talk, well, in 10 years' time, my proposal will make sure that we're going to do this, and it's going to be 25% less of whatever the bad thing is we're trying to stop over 10 years, right? But those things never occur because they never go past 10 years in their administration. Somebody else gets elected. The other party gets elected. None of that stuff is real. And we talked about that at the time of the State of the Union. None of it is real. The same thing with Joe Biden. Well, we're going to invest over here and all that. I mean, you know, nobody believes this stuff. But it is effective in terms of this debt forgiveness thing because of the buying votes. Newt Gingrich was on Fox News. He said this. I thought it was pretty relevant to the idea of the student loan forgiveness. Let's listen in.
In a position to simply try to buy votes. Most of the Green Initiative is buying votes. This whole student loan thing is buying votes. The effort they put into rewarding the teachers union is buying votes. When you come down to it, the Democratic Party is a combination of a very, very left-wing ideology and a machine that has to have your money to survive. So I think what they're hoping is that they can get away with breaking the law. You made a point here that really has to be, I think, focused on. The Supreme Court said that what Joe Biden is doing on student loans is unconstitutional. Now, he's the first president I know of who simply ignores the Supreme Court.
That's really, really true, isn't it? In fact, Joe Biden would just simply say, that's all right. You know, the Republicans, you know, they tried to stop us. I think we have that quote as well. We heard this a little bit earlier, but it's relevant to this discussion here. Let's listen in.
To drag on the economies. When you can't afford to buy a home, start that small business, chase that career that you've been dreaming about for a long time. That's why earlier in my term, I announced a major plan to provide more than 40 million working and middle-class Americans student debt relief. Tens of millions.
Yep, there they go.
Tens of millions of people's debt was literally about to get canceled. But then some of my Republican friends and elected officials and special interests sued us. and the Supreme Court blocked us. But that didn't, well, that didn't stop us.
That didn't stop us. You know what? The Supreme Court's just not the final word. Not to the Democrats. Have you noticed this? Have you noticed this? If the Supreme Court does something that they don't like because it's unconstitutional, well, then we hear all about, we've got to pack the court. We're going to try to intimidate the justices, basically. We're going to get really mad, and we didn't vote for that judge, and this kind of stuff. I think, years from now, when people are watching this, or they're seeing, you know, what the history was, you know, because you can look back and say, well, gee whiz, you know, 1,000 years ago, this is what was happening in this part of the world, or 2,000 years ago, in the, you know, Rome was doing this or that, and you can kind of analyze it and say, well, here's where they went wrong, and this is what they should have done, and so forth. But at the time, they were probably very passionate. No, no, we have to do it this way. And, you know, so what? But if you lack perspective, sometimes you really get yourself in a pickle. We'll just say that. But certainly the Supreme Court needs to be the final word. And yes, look what happened. In fact, we'll get right back here to the Roe v. Wade thing. Look at what the Supreme Court did. The Supreme Court said there is no provision here. This is not found in the Constitution. And by that, I don't mean there's not an explicit amendment to the Constitution or an explicit article that addresses abortion directly. You know, as I understand, with the decision of Roe v. Wade, it was based on privacy. So they tried to extend that notion to the idea of terminating a pregnancy. And, of course, that's what it was for so many years. And here comes this iteration of the Supreme Court, and they make the argument. See, it's not about dictatorial. And that's what I think is lost on a lot of voters, because the Democrats come along and say, they just decided that they wanted to take this away from you because they're mean, right? But it's not because they're mean. It's because you have a constitutional argument that holds water. And the Democrats know that they can't make a good constitutional argument that holds water that would have upheld that decision. So now they have to make it such that, well, we're going to encode this. But the one thing that does occur to me, and this is, I think, a great food for thought here, when it comes to the idea of abortion being enshrined by the Democrats, Roe v. Wade enshrined by the Democrats, don't they have to account for the idea that can you deprive someone of their life without due process, right? So, but therein lies the question, doesn't it? You see where I'm going with that. All right, folks, stay right there. We are coming right back. We got another great song by request. And Denise Simon, stay right there.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming. And that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back, everybody. Tuesday edition continues. We have a lot more to tell you about and talk about as we go through the overnight hours. And we are, I think we can safely say, I think we are the nexus of news and politics in the overnights across America. We have you to thank for that, by the way. Thank you for listening very, very much. We really, really do appreciate it. Thanks to everybody listening to us on the GCN network, by the way. Thanks to everybody at GCN for working so hard for the program, distributing it out. And folks, don't forget, people are picking us up as well on TalkStream Live right now. So we're glad that you're listening via TalkStream Live. If you're listening there, just maybe drop us a line. Let us know that you're out there. We sure do appreciate it. And welcome to everybody, of course, on our home station of AM 860 The Answer, right there in Tampa, Florida. We've got a great song coming up here in just a moment. And of course, we'll also be talking with our good friend Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Definitely want to get her take on what's happening with the student loan forgiveness. Definitely want to get her take on the IDF taking out a very a prominent Hezbollah commander or some kind of brass there. So definitely want to get her take on that. We'll be talking about that plus many more other things as well. And by the way, folks, we'll open up the telephone lines at the bottom of next hour if you have a question or comment for Denise. You can always head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. In the meantime, if you want to send us a direct message or if you have a question or comment for Denise, and we can actually get to those as well in the first half of next hour before we open up the telephone lines. Well, right now, of course, we got another great request from driver Ron, listening, of course, from Denver, from the Denver area. And this is Times 2 Tuesday, folks. We got the same artist both hours, And this particular song is a little bit different, a little bit off the beaten path. It's still from Dreamboat Annie, because we played Heart the first hour, Crazy on You. And he writes and he says, I have the second request also from Dreamboat Annie, and the song is White Lightning and Wine. I think it's a really cool song as well. Well, it is. I think it is. And this definitely gets, I'll say, the way back machine for Heart. But this, again, from their very first album. And they were really, really making a splash on the music scene. So here we go. White Lightning and Wine by Heart. Let's check it out. I know what it needs. It needs more cowbell. Yeah, I can't do a good Christopher Walken to save my life, everybody, but definitely the cowbell featured on that song. Again, going back to 1975, Heart, Dreamboat Annie, and I just remember when that Heart was all over the radio. Heart is a kind of a cool group in and of itself because, number one, it was a really cool female-led group. They were rockers. I mean, they really they had the cred for that. And then also, they were able to make quite the transition, especially into the 80s. They had a little bit of different sound. They had some different kind of material as well. But they had a lot of big hits as well. So a lot of times, bands or artists don't make it out of that particular decade very easily. There's only a few that really do it or do it well. And Heart, of course, continued to go strong, and I think is still going strong now as well. But definitely, Ann and Nancy Wilson, real pioneers in the rock and roll world, that is for sure. All right, folks, in just a few moments, we'll be talking with Denise Simon, founderscode.com, and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook as well. And we've got a lot of questions for her, a lot to talk about, because there's always something happening out there. So let's not waste any more time. Let's bring in Denise Simon, founderscode.com. Good morning, Denise.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Well, you know, I don't know. I see all this stuff happening, and I make notes, mental notes throughout the day to say, I got to ask Denise about this. Well, certainly, Denise, before we get into some of the stuff about Trump and the abortion question and Kamala Harris and the whole thing, The IDF says that they were able to take out a Hezbollah leader, some kind of brigadier commander or something. Mm-hmm. And yep. this is a big deal.
Well, let's not forget that I think, you know, they have some very skilled people in their war room. They have some very skilled people in their intelligence apparatus, and they use them. I think that, you know, there's all this chatter that they have pulled back their forces out of Gaza. Well, they didn't really. They left well over 1,000 there. And they have been cultivating documents and cultivating all kinds of evidence and weapons and serial numbers and all those kinds of things. And that includes not just in Gaza, but things that are coming over the border on the other side, which is the Lebanon side.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, hat tip to them.
Well, and evidently they were also, this particular commander may have also had something to do with people trying to infiltrate into Israel itself.
Correct.
And presumably to either, you know, recon or take out or do actual terrorist acts as well. So I think it points up, the really important issue of our own border. I mean, they're placing operatives wherever they can, I would think, or any bad actor would.
There was quite a number of people, and we'll never know that real number, but quite a number of people that would leave Gaza every day because they had work permits and they would work in Israel. And a lot of them turned out to be not only terrorists, but functional terrorists. I can pretty much assure you that'll never happen again. That Israel has learned that, you know, those people coming across the border will be not only limited, but they'll be so highly scrutinized that, you know, they're just not going to let people in across their border as they used to.
Well, sure. In other words, they're going to have to become, for lack of a better term, you know, Fortress Israel, because this is escalated.
They don't have a choice.
Well, that's right. That's right. And who made them have to make that choice? It's the terror groups themselves, Iran and others.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah, it's really terrible. All right, Denise, stay right there. We're coming up to the top of the hour, everybody. We're going to hear, get updated on everything. Then we're going to come back and talk about everything as we continue through this Tuesday edition of the program. Kyle Warren with you. Don't go anywhere, because we are coming right back. I promise.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. You're currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.